teach us, Shem Lekin Olav, you did not get Malkus. That's called the Lav HaNitzik L'Yasei. If you left over the meat overnight, since there's a mitzvah sesei now to burn it, therefore you do not receive Malkus. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the only reason why you don't get Malkus for Neisar is because there's a Lav HaNitzik L'Yasei. There should be another reason. It's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. You just left over the meat. You did not eat the meat. You didn't do an action. You see, for that alone, Rabbi Yehuda would hold you be Chayiv Malkus. The only reason why you put this cloth of the mitzvah sesei to go and burn it. Rabbi Yaakov, I even know, this is not the reason why you don't receive Malkus. Because Neisa, leaving over the meat, is a lav shame b'maisa. And the cloth is the lav shame b'maisa and likin' a love. And the cloth, Rabbi Yehuda, so far, likin' a love. Yes, you do get Malkus. This is a noide b'shmai, the mekayim b'shmai, raise up b'lois hasei. Hanoide b'shmai, if you swear, if you make a neder in the name of Rabbi Yehuda of Amikayim B'Shemai, we know this, the Tanya. The Vosef says, V'shem Elohim Acherim Leisaskiru. That means, Shalai Yomer Oz Mechaver, a person should not say to his friend, Shemoli, I'll meet you, V'tzad Avos Gekovim Tlainis. I'll meet you on the side of this Rabbi Yehuda. That's an Avera. You're not supposed to mention the name of an Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Yishoma Apicha, the Vosef says, don't hear it through your mouth. Shalai Yida B'Shemai. Means do not make a neder with his name. Lo Yikayim B'Shemai, don't make a shu with his name. And even don't even cause somebody else to make a shrua. I don't even cause the guy to swear to you to use his name.
Right. Yeah, I hope it's right there. Yes, Samad Gimel on the base, in the top of two dots, five lines down. Mishnah says, "Hanoide v'shmoi v'makayim v'shmoi areza b'loy sasei." If you promise with the name of an avodah zarah, or you make a shvuah in his name, so you're overlap. It's not a chayv misa. You're not worshiping him, but you're overlap. So more explains why. Hanoide v'shmoi v'makayim v'shmoi. If you make a neder or a shvuah with the name of an avodah zarah, the tiny we learned, v'shem Elohim acherim leisaskiru. You should not mention the name of an avodah zarah. That means shema yomer adam lechaveru. A person should not say to his friend, shemor li b'tzai avodah chachovim plainis. I'll meet you by the side of this avodah zarah. You should not say that. You should not even mention his name just by chance. And then the pasuk says lo yishama apicha. It should not be heard through your mouth, which means shall a few drushes. You should not make a neder with his name. You should not make a shvuah with his name. And also, you should not even cause another person. Rashi says it means you're not allowed to even cause a guy. You should not even cause a guy to swear, to promise in the name of his God. Or to make a shvuah in his name. Another pshat is lo yishama apicha. It should not be heard through your mouth. This is an azara lemesis lemediach. A person that's a mesis, then he's talking other people into worshiping Avodah Zarah. We'll have a mishnah later. What's the difference between a mesis and a mediach? A mediach is merabin. You talk the whole city into come and worship. A mesis, you talk a private person into it. Here's the azara of lo yishama apicha. Through your mouth, it should not be heard. It should not cause other people to worship Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, Mesis, you need an Azara for that. The Pasuk says clearly, it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmo V'yiro. After we stone somebody that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, then the Pasuk says, everybody should hear V'yiro, and they're not allowed to do like this. It ends off. That there's an Azara for them to do it. El Randa Azara L'Mediach. And this Pasuk is the Azara for Mediach, if you talk a Rabbin into worshipping Avodah Zarah. Like we'll see later on in the next Mishnah. Rashi says, "V'chol Yisrael Yishmu v'yiro v'lo yosifu la'asos oid k'dover harah hazeh v'kibecha." So the pasuk says clearly, you should not be a mesis. You should not talk other people into doing this. So the pasuk is talking about here that the asmachta is for a mediach. Now, v'lo yigro la'cherim. For this, you would know if he is right. But Ella, yeah. So Messiah Liavua de Shmuel, it's a proof to Avua the Shmuel's father. The Yomar Avua de Shmuel, also liyodom shiyase shutfis amortid chovim. Mikaradin, it's also for a Jew to have a partner, to have a goyish partner, to have a goy to be a partner. Why? Shema yischayev leshvua. Maybe throughout the transactions you do with your partner, he's going to have to swear to you. At one point you may court him like he took half the money, he agreed, he admits to half, he's a moedah b'mitzvah, so he's going to have to swear to you. And when he swears, v'nishba b'vrezga chodim shaloi, you're causing him to swear through his avodah zarah. V'yatayram, the Torah says, lo yishom apicha, that you're not allowed to have the name of an avodah zarah mentioned through you, shouldn't be mentioned through you. L'maitel halacha, it's mutter to have a partner for a goy, tradisay. But mikra din, he holds the sasa. They don't swear anymore, they don't mention the name of avodah zarah, the other hetayram tell you. Right, the kiyasa ula manula came, he said that the bas, the kalboy, he slept over last night in this city, kalboy. Rashi says, lon b'yoseir, v'nikras ha'shem avarz g'chavim shabo. The name of the city was called after the avodah zarah in the city. So really it should be also to mention that name. So the kashanula, how come he said he slept last night in kalboy? Omale Rav, Rav said, where did you sleep last night? Omalei, the Kanboy. I slept in the city Kanboy. Omalei, he said back to my Vatsid, the Pasuk says, you're not supposed to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. So how come you mention the name of the city? Omalei, he said back to him, Hochi Yom Rabbi Yerichim said, that there's a difference. That the Klal is, call Avodahs Kechovim Aksuva Batera. If you ever have a Pasuk in Nach, on the Torah that mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah, then Mutar Haskiv Shema, then you're allowed to mention its name. It's like saying over Psukim, then you're allowed to mention its name. For the Mor of Ohechot Siva, where do we have this Pasuk of Kalmboy? Where does the Pasuk say such a name of an Avodah Zarah? He said, yes, he put two words together. The Pasuk says, the Chiv, Kora Bail, the Avodah Zarah Bail, like bend down, and Keres Nevoi, Nevoi also bend down. Like Kanboy is like Kora Nevoi, that's how you got the two words together to Kanboy. What did he say it was?
Right.
Kanboy. V-Loy, for tomorrow, V-Loy, see, but the Pasuk doesn't say it, Loy. Then you're not allowed to mention the name. So, Moser Rav Mashash, Rav Mashash has a question like this. It says, Ro'achas Neruba Kisholish. If a person had a long Riyah of Zav, a lot of Zav came out of him, and he saw one long Riyah, one long discharge came out, as long as it would take for three discharges to come out. So the locker is, he's Tomei, he's called a Zav. The locker is by a man, if he sees three times, it could be in one day, or in three consecutive days, he has Tumah Zav on him. What happens if he sees a consecutive, a straight discharge, that it doesn't stop, and it comes out for a few minutes? So he also has a locker like he's a Zav. How long is this? Shehi, Kemigdion Lashila, as long as it takes a person to walk for Migdion to Shila, that's what it says. Which really is the time of Shehen Shtei Tfilas, how long it will take a person to go into the mikvah twice, and Vishnei Tivugim, to dry himself both times. So go in, come out, dry yourself, then go in again and come out and dry yourself. Is Hareza Zav Gomer, if he had such a long discharge, then the locker is, he's Tomei like a Zav Gomer. This one long Riyah is like he saw three times. The lacha by a man, even if he sees the same day three times, he could have a Tumah Zav. So he has this Tumah Zav on him. But the question is, it said, how long is this? As long as it takes a person to walk from Kemigdion Lishila. Now, Migdion is the name of an Avodah Zarah. So how come they mention it? Because there's no psukim where it says it. Somewhere says, no, I'll tell you. Amr Ravina, God nami michta ksiva. No, Kemigdion, that's the name of God, that's the name of Avodah Zarah, it says in the Pasuk. The Ksiva says in the Pasuk, in Yishayo, Ha'orchim lagad shulchan, they prepare the table for their God, their God, their Avodah Zarah. Since the Pasuk says it, therefore we're allowed to say it also. Amr Rav Nachman, kol litzenusa asira. You're not allowed to make jokes, make fun of something. Chutz litzenusa de Avodah Zarah. Except making a joke of an Avodah Zarah. If you make a joke of Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. You gotta call it like a nickname, change around his name a little bit to give it a joke. The Sharia, you see the Pasuk says, Korah Baal, like Baal, there Avodah Zarah bent down. Korah Nevoi, Nevoi also bent over. It means Korosai Korah Yachtov, lo yochlo malto masa. As if to say, when they bow down together, even they can't pick up their own weight. So the pasuk is making fun of them. Well, see, the pasuk says, dibru la golois beis oven yaguru shechayin shomron ki oval olav amoy, because the people who came were mourning. Uchmorav their galochim olav yagilo al kvoidoi. They'll be happy al kvoid because of the respect. Pasuk kvoidoi means the respect. Ki golim imenu, it was taken away from them. So with darshan al tikru kvoid, it doesn't mean their cover, their respect, el kvoidoi, their weight. So Rashi says the weight here means the excrement that he makes. The tzei that comes out of the body, that's what the pasuk means here. So kids just making fun of like saying like nice things about the avodah zarah. This is muta.
Yeah.
Omer Reb Yitzchok, my desiv, what the pasuk say, v'ato yosifu lachatoi, you're adding on to your sins, v'yaso lehem maseichi, you're making an idol, or mikaspom, from silver, kisvuna matabayim, again, forms of different idols. So my kisvuna matabayim, what does it mean they made forms of the idols? Malame, it came to teach us that at that door, at that time, shekol echod v'yechod osa demus yirosoi, every person made a small statue, a small idol of his statue, his god. Omanicha bikisei, put it into his wallet. And b'shor shazoichu, anytime he remembered his god, is moitziyo mitoichek, you take it out of his pocket. Omechapka, he would hug it. Omanashka, he would kiss it. That's what the extra chatzorim they were doing. My, what does it mean? Zoivche odem agolem, a person shechs an egel. Ushokon, and it makes him kiss it. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yitzchok, the very Rabbi, Ami. Shoyo Meshose Avos Chovin. The Galochim there, the people took care of the Avodah Zarah. Noisnim and Neyim Abali Mammon. They used to put their eyes upon a rich man. When they saw a rich man that would worship the Avodah Zarah, they would want to get his money. How do they do it? Is, listen to this. O Mariven Es Agolim. They had their Avodah Zarah, their cows, their Agolim. Used to starve them for a few days. They didn't give them too much to eat. The Galochim knew the real truth. They knew this guy was only a cow here. So their god was a cow. So he used to starve them for a few days. The Yosef de Musat Tzbayim, he would make a form of this big gevir, the big rich man, they would make a form of him, his picture there, hang his picture in front of the cow, the poor starving cow. O Mamidim Bitsad or Abusayim, and they put the picture of the Oshir in front of his stall there, where they feed him. O Matsiyan Ois Lachut, so the cow, the kitzah, came to like this man. Every time he ate, when he was starving, he saw a picture of this big gevir, the big rich man, he saw a picture of him. Now finally the Galach let the cow go out, walk outside. O Oisan Lachut, Kivan Shir Oisan, when the cow saw this big rear, the big gevir, they saw the real man, he saw the man, his Rotsan Achrayim, the cow started to run after him. He says, I love you, you're my friend here. O Mamash Mishin Ben, they ran after him. So Imrim Loi, so the Galach would tell this man, listen, you're lucky. Our God wants you. He wants you. Kill yourself for him. Is Yavo the Yizbech Atzmai Loi. You go kill yourself for him. In the meantime, I'll take all your money. That's what the Galach used to do. That's John this plus here. The Galachim used to make the rich people kill themselves for their Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav said, that's not crazy, but he said it's not Pshat the Pasuk though. Omar Rava, Hai Zoivche Yodem Agolem Yishokun. Why does the Pasuk say like this? Agolem Yishkun Lezveyach Odem Yiboyle. She should have said that the Agolem, the cow, was kissing this man that you're going to kill. That's what she should have said. Elu Rada Omar Rava said Pshat the Pasuk like this. Baal HaZveyach Ez Benoi Lavodos Kechovim. When a person came and shechted, gave his own son, sacrificed his own son to the Avodah Zarah, Omaloi, so the Galochim used to say that, listen, Doran Godel Hikrivloi, you brought a great present to our God here. If Yavav Yishikloi will let you come and kiss him, you're Zoicha to kiss the cow here if you give him your son. That's Shan the Fosik. Omarav Yudomarav. The Fosik says, Vianshe Bovel also let Esukais be nice. They made Sukais in nice. Oh, my Nino, what did they make? They made the Avodah Zarah there. Tanagirlis, they made the chickens, they made them the Avodah Zarah. Then the Pasuk says, V'anshe Kus, also as Nargal, they made Nargal. What is that, oh, my Nino? Also Tanagirl. They made a Tanagirl. What's a Tanagirlis? A female, they made a male. V'anshe Chama, Rustia, V'anshe Chamas, also as Ashima, they made Ashima. That's their Avodah Zarah. Oh, my Nino, what was that? Borcha Korcha. a bull, a goat. Rashi says, Eiz Borcha, Kore Koltzayim, Reiz Kore Lekorcha. All right. Gets the goats they made. V'yo'avim osu es nichan v'yes tartok. That's their avodah zarah. Umanin, what was that? Kolei kelev v'chamor, a dog and a donkey. That's what they made. V'yas parvim sorfim es b'neihim. The sarpanim, they used to burn their children. V'yes b'nei send the daughters, v'ish, in the fire, li'adar melech. V'yan nemlech. They used to burn them to their gods, Adam Melech and An Melech. Elohei Sa'im. Satroim. Now, Umayni, what was that? Haperid v'yasust used to make a horse, and a pair of the mule used to make. Adri Melech. Why is it called Adri Melech? The Adelei Lamorid used to give respect to the master, the Tina, who used to carry things for the master. V'yan namlech. Means the onalei lamora bekirba used to answer back to the master. The kirba thing means by mechoma, by the war, used to help them out. Af Chizkiya Melech Yehuda bikesh aviv lasas lekein. Chizkiya Melech Yehuda's father wanted to sacrifice him to the avodah zarah. Elisha sochsa imai samandra, but his mother smeared him a lot with this type of samandra. She saved him. Rashi says, Chaya Katana, Samandria, was, Samandria, right? A small Chaya, Sheyotze Nitana, comes out of the fire, Sheish Beres Boi, Sheva Shonim, Piasach Midom, some of that smears the blood on you, Eino Shalot Boi, fire will not have contact with you, won't affect you. Right? So that's what his mother did to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, that's why he was saved from the fire. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Yoidin hoyu Yisroel b'yavodas l'chovim shem b'mamish. The reason why Klai Yisrael did worship the Avodah Zarah was not because they really thought that it was something. They knew that it's bupkis, it's nothing, the Avodah Zarah. So why did they worship them for? Interesting Gemara here. El lahatir lehem aroyis. The ikka taiva was to have znus with other ladies. Rashi explains though, but kolzman the belief in Hashem will have a guilty conscience. How can I live with another lady? The Torah says it's also. So what did they do? They were even avodah zarah. They gave up the Torah just in order they should have znus. But the Yikki Yitzhara was the znus. That was the Yikki Yitzhara. Rashi says, Elahatla Maros Vehethiyam, Shal Yitzhram Tok from Nalaros. As soon as at that time, their Royas, their avodah zarah was terrible. The Yitzhara for avodah zarah, for Royas was terrible. As Omru, they said, Nifra Kolo Torah, let's throw away the old Torah, the Binavikaris. And Terbo tells what to do. Ala Royis. Ala Royis Chachovim will talk from Yitzram. For that, the Yetzer was not so strong. For the Yetz, for the Avoid Zara alone, really, they could have held themselves back. The reason why they didn't was because they didn't want to get away with Arois. What? The Hatlam of Hesha, they want nobody to bother us. If Hesha will live with other ladies, nobody tells us what to do. Moser Ba Mishash. Mishash has a question like this. It says, Kizocho b'neihem mizbechaisom. Yom Rav Loza, Kodom shiyeshle gaguyim al b'noi. Like their avodah zarah to them was mamash, they loved the avodah zarah like their own son. So you see, they really had a title, they really had an enjoyment to worship the avodah zarah. So when it says, Bosa de avikai, after they became addict to it, they got used to it, addicted to it, and then they became to love it. But the way they started to worship the avodah zarah was not because they loved it, it was because they loved arroyis. And because of that, they gave up Yiddishkeit. Toshma says the pasuk, "V'nasati pigrechem al pigrigulechem." I put your carcasses, your dead body, will go upon the dead body that avoid the zoros. Omer Eliyo atzadik. Eliyo is going to say like this: "Hoyomachzir atapuche rosh Yerushalayim." He was looking around upon the hungry people of Yerushalayim, and pamachas one time motzatinik. He found a kid. Shoyetapuach umutu biyashpi was thrown out in the ashpi in the garbage. Omaloi. And they ate the mishpacha after which, where's your family? Omaloi mishpacha ployna. So and so, ani. Omaloi klum nishtam yes mishpacha. Does anybody have any family left over? Omaloi lav. Nobody chutzim any, I'm the only one left over. Omaloi, im ani malametcha dover, shatu chayba. If I teach you something that you live with, yad chayba ato lomad, would you learn it? Omaloi, hey, and the kid said, yes, teach me something, I'll live with it. He thought he meant to teach me how to make $100. So okay, Omaloi. So Eliyahu said to him, "Omer b'chol yoms every single day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekem Hashem Echad. You want to stay alive, and there's what not to be over the Avodah Zarah. Say Shema Yisrael, that will protect you. Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Shem Echad. Omar Loi, he said back to him, Has, be quiet. The kid said, keep quiet.